weird how some things are so centralized, so very centralized, and then some things are not.
Yeah, isn't that the great fight of all American history is fighting over what should be under the purview of the federal government and what shouldn't be? Literally the fights that the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists were having as they formed this country, I would argue, are pretty much the same fights we're still having today.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's weird because it's like there seems to be obviously there's cognitive dissonance among a lot of these politicians because, you know, it isn't really based on logic or anything like that. It's like, how do they
less get... and less so, right? Yeah, like, right. These days, it feels like this is an all emotions game.
Yeah.
Which is probably not a great
thing. So it's like some things, you know, you think that traditionally, you know, Republicans and conservatives are all about state power. That seems to be where their philosophical foundation comes from.
Yeah, local control.
But at the same time, within the Democratic, the Republican Party, there seems to be figures that are like, They want states to have rights in certain things, but when it comes to other things, they're totally against states choosing.
Exactly.
Like, you have, like, a guy like Jeff Sessions, who has, you know, he's the attorney general, and he's like, well, federally, we want to ban these things and keep, you know, enforce them and make sure that states follow these federal laws, but you're like, well, aren't you a conservative? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, well, it plays the same way with Democrats, too, right?
Yeah.
You know, we want to have state control over marijuana laws, but federally, you know, abortion rights should be protected, and you guys and gay marriage should be a federal thing. So, you know, there's a great term that's emerging in political science for it that I really like called ad hoc federalism. So we talk about dual federalism or something, marble cake federalism, all these like terms.
Marble cake.
Yeah. That's so cute. Here's how, yeah, it's great. I use pictures of delicious cakes in class. So essentially in the early time of the country, right, we talk about this type of... dual federalism, where it was very clear who had control over what, the state or the federal government. And it was easy for it to be clear because things weren't very complex. We had like a couple department, you know, just like the Department of Agriculture. Some other things came up after the Civil War to help take care of orphans and widows and stuff. But really a small government. So dual federalism, you got your layer cake. This layer is for the federal government. This layer is for the states. Not a lot of confusion. Into the New Deal era, we start talking about cooperative federalism or marble cake. It's all swirly, right? And this idea that, you know, there's this cooperation between the feds and the state governments because that's what brought us out of the Great Depression. And, you know, money was moved in different ways. Grants to the states kind of thing. And then into, like, the Reagan era, we talk kind of about, you know, this return to... not dual federalism, but more clear lines, more block grants instead of, these grants that are just big chunks of money and the state gets to decide what to do. And that's kind of the path we're on. But these days, political scientists are talking about ad hoc federalism, which is essentially, I had a student describe it to me as, oh, it's garbage federalism. I was like, yeah, it sounds about right. And essentially, you know, your belief about where power should be centralized is wholly dependent on your kind of flighty partisan views about a specific issue.